Happens to be that the Rebbe, Zichron Levracha, used to make, when he baked the matzahs, he used to make the matzahs mitzvah for the first night, he used to make sure that the matzahs are bigger than the regular matzahs. Because he wanted to have the kazesin from the matzahs itself. So it's very makbid to make them the much larger size than the regular matzahs that are baked. Although the matzahs are the regular size matzahs. The matzahs for Pesach by night used to have like, I don't know how much bigger it was, but he made it bigger. He used to stand on that to make it bigger matzahs. Yeah, okay. In the Pesachim, Sechtas Pesachim, first tickle. The emphasis is like this, Pashas Tzav is a tickle, Pashas Tzav, and the first tickle in Pesachim. Maybe we'll start with the Pashas Tzav. It's pretty much the same noise, same inyan. It's the last tickle in Pashas Tzav, and the first tickle in Sechtas Pesachim. First, we'll do a chedek of the last tickle in Tzav. The long stickle, we'll do a chedek of it. Makriv, Zevach Shlomov Lashem. Yovi is Karboni Lashem, Mizevach Shlomov, Yodov to Vienna. All the carbonis is you do at Mechovon the Tfilois. Tfilois connected carbonis tikno. To avoid the belief. Tfilis to avoid the belief. Right? Eza avoid the belief and the aim is a Tfil. Tfilis avoid the belief. So he tells too, he says, Achim, Chala carbonis, I never yavi as carbonoi. Yod of Vienna. All the carbonis, it doesn't say this pasuk. Yavi es carbonoi, yod of Vienna. Why? Because all the carbonis ain't lehem chelik lebailim. Because all the carbonis is no chelik lebailim. Va'ulo ain't ba'af lekoyan. Carbon oilo. Even the koyan don't have a chelik. All carbonis besides for carbon shlomim, the bailim don't have a chelik. The carbon oilo, not only the bailim don't have a chelik, but even the koyan don't have a chelik. What's the inyan? Ki kol ha-kabonos v'tfilos shal the makriv l'fnei Hashem. The all kabonos and tfilos that a person is makriv for the Eibishte. The yidavim to the Ribono shel Olam. Tzach lesalek tchil lekol negiyos av mitzidoi. He has to be mesalek first all the negiyos on his part. Zeh shenemar la-hakriv ish al Hashem. Pirish bilti l'Hashem levadoi. All kabonos and the gael in yineinu, all tfilos. Zayi Davin for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Person has to be mesalik all his negiyas. He has to give over the tefillah bilti l'Hashem levadoi. We spoke about this. Remember, last week, 2 weeks ago, bilti l'Hashem levadoi. Zeh shenema parashat zu shetoyres achilas karbonis. This parasha, the begat parasha of tzav, is the parasha of achilas of eating the karbonis. Chazar kosov kama po'omim loshoin eish. The Lashon of Eish is chazer over many times. Hamoyde legoydel yire. The Eish of the Chalak. Eish shows the Gevaldike yire. The Gevaldike yire Shemayim. The Eish is Mechala HaKoyl. The Eish destroys everything. That's yire. Eish is Mechala HaKoyl. Eish is in you from Pachat. What's mean does he says? Asedra azoy is levush boy lemazeh. Instead of the parasha of Tzav, be'olam hazeh, so the vush, the hardina and olam atzilus. The hardina is also any from pachad, any from Yerushalayim. Why is the hardina any from Yerushalayim? Because when it's bare, the parasha, the hardina bubbles. It goes up and down. It's beginning from vachai, it's rotzei v'shoiv. Jumps up and down from Pachat v'Yir HaShemayim. Pachat from Adar Goinoi, from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that's the Nahar Dinoi. It's like bubbles up and down. Parashat Tzav is a levush for that. That's the Eish that's brought down many times in this week's parasha, is the Eish of Yir HaShemayim. L'chein, koidim kol ha-tfila, or kol toivish adam shoyim me-Hashem, before tfila. for a person davens, on every toivah that he's mevakish, he asks from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, tzach lahagdim tchila kabbalas olam al chashmayim shleim. You have to be mekabel upon yourself yir shemayim, kabbalas olam al chashmayim. So when you kriya shema koidim tfila, tfila, that's why we say kriya shema before tfila, and then you kabbalas olam al chashmayim. Why? Because before a person davens to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he has to be mekabel upon himself olam al chashmayim, to be mevatel his negiyas, and it should be built in Hashem levad, like we spoke about one of the last couple of weeks, that a yiddish tefillah, a yiddish bakasha from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is something that's bottle and mevutel to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He wants only something the Eibishter wants him to have, that like could be used for avodas Hashem, and it shouldn't be chas v'shalom used neged the tzoyin Hashem yizborach. But then roim is Shema Yisrael al siluk negiim b'tzad ha'odom. Shema Yisrael means a yid should hear. He's been salik as negiim. He roim is kibilti the tzoyin Hashem levadoi hu ha'nimtze. Whatever the Eibishter wants, that's the nimtze.
Can I ask you? I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah. I wasn't paying attention. What does it mean? Or it says, "Chaser kasev kama b'amim lashon eish amoya galayira." It says, "Aser zayis hu levush boim azer amoya lenar dinar boim matzilas." How did you explain that? I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
The har dinar is a nohar that bubbles up and down.
Yeah,
which shows a yira shemayim on pachad on eish. And Parshas Tzav in Olam Hazeh, when we read Parshas Tzav, it's a levush for the Har Dinah in Olam Atzilus. That means in our world, it shows on Yir Shemayim as well. Kabbalah is Olam Al Hashemayim. That's where the word Eish is mentioned many times in this week's Parsha. That's what the Meir Shalayach says. Because that's a remez, it's a levush to the Har Dinah of Yenevel, to Olam Atzilus. When we read Tzav, it's also Inyif and Eish, Inyif and Yir Shemayim. Then the bachayis rotsi v'shoyif, and jumping up and down, the pachad hadar goinoy, which is symbolized in the Har Dinah of Yenevelt, in Olam Atzilus.
But the up and down is pachad jumping up and down, or from being hot?
Where? By the Har Dinah, it's from hot. It's from hot, but it symbolizes pachad. It symbolizes pachad. Bachayis rotsi v'shoyif. Bachayis rotsi v'shoyif is not from hot. It's from being close to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam.
He's saying the bubbling else, bubbles going up, or because it's hot, it's bubbling? I just want to get a clue.
Exactly what happens when the Har Dinah
is. No, just to learn in Pashtus here. What is, again, why is that Moira on Yira, the Har Dinah?
The Har Dinah, because the up jumping, the up and down, the bubbling up and down, is any from Pachat. If it's because of H alone, but he says more than that, because the Hadinah, the Vachayas, the Rotsav Yishoyev, jumping up and down, is any from Pacha, just like fire bubbles up and down from the heat. That symbolizes Pacha, the Yir Shemayim. That's the Pashup Shat, what he's trying to say. That's why in Olam Hazeh, we read Eish, which is also any from Pacha, just like the Hadinah. Understand?
Because of fire flickers, you mean? That's why it's Moira on Pachad? I don't get the Tzushal Eish the Pachad. Why is Eish Tzushal the Pachad?
No, Eish is a Tzushal the Pachad because Eish is Machala Hakoil. It consumes everything. That's what the Meir Shloich says. Eish is Machala Hakoil. He says, Ki Eish, Ki Machala Hakoil. That's Yire. It brings Pachad. It brings Pachad because it's something that consumes everything. It doesn't. Doesn't give existence to anything. It just consumes it, and it disappears. That's it Eish. That's pachad. Here.
Eish makes pachad.
Makes pachad, right? Mm-hmm. But the Har Dinah, the inyan from the Har Dinah, why the Har Dinah shows pachad is because of the up and down. The bubble, it's brought down in Chazal. The Har Dinah bubbles up and down, and that's inyan from pachad. That's in here from Kriya Shema Koidim Tefillah is Kabbalah Olam Al Hashemayim. Before Tefillah, Yid is Mekabel Olam Al Hashemayim. Because the Tefillah of a Yid is supposed to be built to Hashem Levadoi. Even when he's Mevakish, on his own Ritzoinis, the Davins from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has to be built to Hashem Levadoi, something which is he's mevatel himself legamri takodesh baruch hu, and that's a siluk negiya. That he only wants Ratzon Hashem, batle Ratzon Chem b'tei Ratzon. Vesh Amar Chloim Melech Alav Shalom, Ashtei Das Levavoy, Haynu, and be'emes atoyva lezu, shemevakish oleo, lechvoit shemayin, lasas Ratzon Koinoi, tishmaloi, then you should listen to him. Melchaz Shalom, nimtze ba'atoyva, shemispal oleo, eiz etzat, shetamniu me'avdes Hashem, it's going to hold him back from avdes Hashem, loy sishmaloi. וזהו מצד השם מזברך, דעת מצד דהיבשתה. אבל עודו מצידו יוכל לספל, ועודו יוכל מצידו לספל לי כדאבן. היידה ספוך תדאבן, no matter what. רק שיקבל עליו תחילו על המלך השמיים כניסקה. שלוי מהמלך תוק נגמר מצד הריבויים שלו אלו מדהיבשתה, מצד דהיבשתה, דהיבשתה doesn't listen to a toy that's not gonna, that's gonna hold him back from עבדת השם. אבל מצד העודו מהיידה ספוך תדאבן, no, ישבים מקבל upon himself תחילו. עוד המלך השמיים, he wants to do good. Any tefillah. But a yid, when he davens, he should try to make sure that his tefillah should be a tefillah which is with a kabbalah of Olam Malchus Shemayim tefillah, or Krishma beforehand. And that's why, because the tefillah is a tefillah which is built in Hashem Levadai. Says is the tefillah that a yid davens that the Eibishter should give him a little taste of what lies in store for him in Olam Haba. Who ki yirtz it literally says mekoyimoy mimi who godoil v'chofes b'esnasus, because the yid wants to see his mokoyim, he wants to see how high up he's going to be. How great is he up to Yanavelt? How close he is to the Boyan Shalom? Then Nema Yobias Kabonoi, Yodov to Vienna. Over here, the only time the Pasuk says an Indian from Yodov to Vienna is my Karb Mishlom. He says, like the Mesh Loyach, why? Hain Limsa Kolbach, Ashosle, Tfilos, Lashem Isborach, Layafta, the Spal Batoikiv, Shemze Yuchal, the Smoyach, Shechayim, the Chavedoi. By Azazar Tfilim, a person shouldn't daven Batoikiv. Why? Because it can sometimes be in the cheshbon of someone else. The shekeis doim aloy b'matzav madrigosay v'achach yeh menusim memenu ki be'emes l'asad yeh amokam l'kolach m'yisrael b'yichud l'zgadaboy yeh kolach m'dugal b'malosay neged kol Yisrael. Also Lova, he says, every yid is going to have his mokam, his place. He's going to be m'dugal with his ma'ilu. And every yid has his ma'ilu k'neged the rest of kol Yisrael. A zach which he is always garbit, that's his zach. The apple became for this vegan, even though you have your own mila, of a kolach nichvim chapasu shel chaveiroi. You're still going to be burnt. You could be burnt from yichapas chopper. Why? Because he has his mila, which you don't have. K'moy ba'olam hazeh, she has kama mina chachmas. There are many different chachmas. She has echot from a dugel bezeh, vechem bezeh. Everyone has his mila. Your madregis, your milis are lefi the chashivis of the thing that you're always garbit. Even everything, even though everything is going to be divine toire, says a chiddush that there are going to be in yonim gedolim that certain people have madregis that are much higher than someone else because the Indian, which is shaykh to him, is on a high madrege. So here he's mazmev al zem moire, mashenem b'yadov t'viyena, haine b'shnei yodayim. Ki b'im odom, yirtze, litoim, b'tuvay b'olam hazeh, if a yid wants to be toyim, b'olam hazeh, for what lies in store in olam habavim, u'mevakesh, yashem izborach, sheyareyu, mekoyim bo yitzoch liyas noki mitzido, yas b'mamish noki. Why? It's a very interesting noise to what he says over here. I'll just finish it off and then I'll be masbit. Alze yuchaliyah sheyivada shukat mechaveiroi, yuchaliyah sheyishofel mechaveiroi, Okay, he says, what he's trying to say is like this. What he's trying to say is that the Korban Shlomim is meramez on the tefillah that Ayid is mispaul, and he wants to be toyim from what lies in store by Olam Hazeh. So he says, by Korban Shlomim, Ayid has to know not to daven, not to be misakish. Because any chanami, even if sometimes, not sometimes, always, every yid has his maila, his place, which is a store no one else can take away, and everyone l'choyde shove, but im kol zeh, dal tzadikim, they have madregis higher than you, because their chelik of the welt is a much higher madregis than your chelik, even though your chelik is chashiv, and it's also a chelik of the puzzle, but sometimes the tzadikim have a bigger chelik, the hechere madregis, that he says that even though it's going to be everything be divrei Torah, but some things, some people might be more esgab than others. So he says that if a person is misakish, sometimes it could be he's in a high madrege, or he's misakish to be mispal, to be toyim from laosad lava. It could be on his chavis cheshbon. I didn't understand exactly why, how it could take away from his chavis, but he says if a person is misakish to be toyim. And Kielu, I want to push myself higher and higher. More than what you deserve. It could be on someone else's cheshbon. I don't understand exactly what he's trying to say. If someone has a pshat al derabe, but that's what he says. And the gelin yinenu was the first part of the shtickle before Korban Shlomim. Korban Shlomim chelik. Still have to do some avodah to understand. The first chelik of the shtickle, what he says is that all kabbonis is connected tefillas v'shteitzach, that a yid has to be mechavim by his tefillas to be mesalik all his negiyas from himself, and that's kabbalas olam al chashamayim that a yid davens before tefila, is that a yid has to be mevatel himself, batel ratzoin chum epnei ratzoinoi, to be mevatel himself legamri to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a yid wants to daven only what the Eibishter wants, only what can be nitzmach. To daven with something that could be moneya him from avodas Hashem, and if it's something he doesn't realize that it might take him away from avodas Hashem, he's mispal to the Baruch Shloim that should be together with kabbalah Shloim Hashemayim. Don't give me something that's going to be moneya me from avodas Hashem. The two shtel to the shtickle is in Pashas in the Maseches Pesachim, the first shtickle, the Gei Bedikas Chometz.
The Zoy Orla Bo also Boykin Sachomet Loyaner, Kol Mokum Shem Machnisim Mechomet, Nachai Bedike, Bome Omrush, Te Shurois, Mokum Shem Machnisim Mechomet. What is the Samayim Basil? What is the Te Shuris Sark? The Hine Indian Bedikas Chomet Moire. Shadom Tokhavar, Lanakas Hatsim, Mikol Sigab Soilis, Ayid is has to be Mavar, and Menakim Zavias to clean himself. Mikol sigab psoilis v'tzach lahasim imenu kol negiyosav mitzad atzmoy. Yid has to take away all his negiyos from mitzad atzmoy. That's the idea for bedikas chametz. Chametz is moire. Chametz shows on his own negiyos. Because that's the chilek between chametz and matzah. Matzah is when it's just the kemach, the flour and the water, without any tsaravos. No ma'ase yidei adam was mixed in. Hashenki chametz is when you have a ma'ase yidei adam. You have a person mixes in, and then it starts already blowing up, and starts already adding on things that weren't there before. That's chametz. But matzah is noki from the Ribono Shel Olam without any isarvus mitzad a person. Wherever the human being puts in has some. Yeah, he has some shayachas to it. He has to be boydik. But Malkum Shem Machnis Moi Ain Tzarich Chayinu Bim Adam Idei Baaretz Moi Shu Noki Bzeh Ain Tzarich Livdek Bzeh Adover. A Yid knows that he's Noki, he's clean. Everything is the Ribono Shel Olam, and there's no Egene Negiyas. There's no Egene. He didn't mix in anything over there. It's only Noki from the Ribono Shel Olam himself. You don't have to be boydik it. just like well, the Kim also saw them Yosha. The Eibishter gemacht der Mensch gleich, made a person Yosha. They aim a big cheshbon is rab, but the people add on all different cheshbonis, so it ruins the yashrus that the Rebbein Shalom gave to a human being. When a kid is born, everything is pure, everything is straight. But as the kid gets older, then he starts learning already from the rest of the world to how to be mekalkel. But the beginning of a person's life is tahara, the reinkite, it's pure. So if a person knows about a certain zach, that he remained with his yashrus, he remained with his nekiyas, with his tahara, and that thing, you have to be boydikit. A person knows about himself. Stay shoot as the marativ. The marativ shall yain, moira al talmud chachem. But now, what does he need badike? To what? Where does he have to be boydik? Mashani mokam shemachnis and chulei. Haina sheyesh mamake aleiv, machshovois, shom tzorach livde kasats and avshal maisim noki. Even if the maisim seem to be noki, but a person sometimes has to go beyond the maisim. He has to be boydik, his machshovois, his mamake aleiv. Can sign that on the outside, the yid, he does everything the way he's supposed to, everything according to the book, everything the fiat tech and the fiat books, everything is perfect. He davens, he learns, he's mekayim the mitzvahs, out fine and voil. But you have to be boydik deeper b'chayin and v'zdokin. Where do we have to be boydik b'chayin and v'zdokin? You have to go to the mamaki aleiv and the machshovis if the pnimius of all the avoid that he does. It's also pure. It's not enough that the ma'isim are perfect, but the pnimius, the machshavis, and the mamaki aleiv, the pnimius, the imki aleiv of the yid has to be pure also, and that's we have to be boydik. Based on the abdik, which in yonim does the abdik have to be by? The farish hamishle, shami yomrim, shtei shurois, alpnei, kol amartiv. Right? That's the machlokes b'shamay b'sil. He says the remes as though shtei shurois remesin al shnei luchos. The two shurois hamenamed on the two luchos nitnu b'shtei shurois shel chamish chamish. Right? There's two shurois, five on one, and the other five on the other one. Zehamun b'shamay shtei shurois al pnei kol amartev. Hainish tach livdoik b'chol aseres adibros im hunaki. You have to buy all aseres adibros. According to Bishamai, it's a noichi and loy sirtzach. He's mazbazoi. First thing is a noichi. Anoichi means you have to have that the divrei Torah should be kshurim alibcha, the divrei Torah the person learns, and the mekayim should be kosher the pnimius. It should be anoichi, as we say, anoichi Hashem alikecha, asher tesicha meretz Mitzrayim. Anoichi Hashem alikecha shines out from the meisim that he does. It's not enough that on klap yechut on the outside he does a meisim, but the pnimius of anoichi Hashem alikecha is nimshach b'toich ha-meisim. The meisim has a pnimius to it. It's imke aleif. That screams out, "Anoichi Hashem lekecho." Loisiritzach ha'inu shloitachshev v'ruas chavercha b'levavcho. Loisiritzach means not stam that you shouldn't be a ritzach, but you shouldn't have any in the imke aleiv. There shouldn't be any ruas aleiv. There shouldn't be any roya, any bad klapi another yid, another person. Be'im adam mevurer b'zeh chosim mishunaki b'chalatoyr. The yid is mevurer, and these two nekudas. That's why Klape, all the divrei Torah that he's mekayim, or learned, is anoichi Hashem lekecho from the pnimius. That's why the Gabe, Ahavas Yisro, but Adam Lechaveiroi, he has the Loisirtzach, Letachshu V'ros Chavercha B'levavcho, and the pnimius also is a Moirdik Ahavas Yisro, not only Klape Chutz, that's a simon that the Yid is Noki. Kitlas Nekudin Yesh, there are three Nekudis, the Heim, Le'ayiv Hashem Yisborach, Ahavas Hashem, Klal Yisrael, the second kudus, the Havas Yisrael, the Atzmoy. And the third one is Atzmoy, Havas Atzmoy. A Yid likes himself. What does it mean a Yid likes himself? That a Yid becomes Mekushe with the chelik alikami mal hanimtza bekirvoi. He comes because with chelik alikami mal that he has within himself, because there's a yisoid for emes ahavas Yisrael is when a person has ahavas atzmoi. Ahavas atzmoi doesn't mean that he loves himself and neglects the rest of the world. Ahavas atzmoi means that he appreciates the madregis that he has. He appreciates the neshama that he has. And that appreciation is able to help him appreciate the godless of every single yid as well. Because if a person doesn't appreciate his godless, it's very difficult for him to appreciate someone else's godless. That's the sheet of Shmuel in the sheet of Basil. A person has to have these three things. And he's merames it in Anoichi and Loisertach. Anoichi is the chedik from Ahavas Hashem. And Anoichi Hashem Nikecho is Beikeah, shines out from all the ma'asim he does, B'chol and Yonim, which are Shayach to Ruchni is. And Loyelecho and Loisertach is the name of Ahavas Yisrael, but not Stam Ahavas Yisrael, Kapichus, that he does Chesed. We the Ahavas Yisrael Amiti, he be'emes at Lib Yediyid. And Lechoyda, what he means to say, that Ahavas Yisrael goes hand in hand with Ahavas Atzmoy. If he likes himself, to say he likes, he's machshir himself, he gives himself chashivas, he gives himself credit and uniqueness into what he's capable of becoming because of his neshama tohoida that he has, b'toich imke liboy, then he is able to be mizboin in that same godless by every single yid. Every single yid has also chalik al kamimal. If a person machzik havek, and halt for zich garnish because he doesn't appreciate what he has, and the same thing will be copying on someone else. Okay, Yen is echt garnish, Tich ben garnish, Yen is garnish, all of the garnish to Zaman. Person gives himself chashivas, not gaive, but chashivas, b'tzad his chashivas of what he has and what he's capable of. Then he has emes ahavas Yisrael b'levavcha, not stam klap yichutz. Rava manoichi v'leyelecha, anoichi k'moish l'zbayr, like I said before, same thing. L'yelecha, anish l'yelecha, odom acha anois gufoi, that's l'yelecha, elihim acherim. So in Oilem Hazad, the Ganyonim is the Indian from Avodah Zarah also. V'zeh tochir ka'abdike. Odom noki b'zeh, hurayi shnoki b'chal ha'toyre, v'alocha ka'abotei b'shmuel. L'mayis is l'okti men shloich, halocha zodei b'shmuel, but the ike avoided a person has to be mizboinin, to see if he's nokiin, is in the chedik of Ahavas Hashem Yisborach, and is the chedik of Ahavas Yisro, Ahavas Atzmoy, like he said, which is connected to Noichi and Leisertzach. And if a person is Noki in Dozach, and that's a simen that he has in the keys and the heart of B'chol HaToyre. That's the inif of B'dikas Chometz, a Yid has to be Boidik Chometz, to see that he doesn't have any, all his Madregis are not only Klapi Chutz, all his Madregis Shtam from the Pnimius, that he's Be'emes Mekushe to Rizach, and that's Shtam. And he does it b'oif ma'asi, but he does it b'imke aleiv and machshav liboy are also mekusher and shayach to this avodah that he does. Yeah, okay, that's the two shtiklach. First chedik from Parashat Tzav and the chedik from Masechet Pesachim, which has a shayach to B'dikas Chometz.
So if we have a laser gear.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. Maybe. Wanted to be meisif efsher, make it a little bit more geschmack, because it's sort of like a funny mashmos. Avis atzmai, the mashkiach, the Matisyahu, Solomon, he once brought down from by Paroi, by the Choloim, with Yosef. So if you're medaktik in the psukim over there, by the fat cows, right? So Rashi explains over there that I have in front of me, but Bekitz it says over there that the fat cows, because they were fat, they were able to look at the other cows. I don't remember the Lashon, but he meant to say like this, is that the only time a person can forgive Yenim is only if he himself is happy. If a person's not, if you're not happy with your thing, you can never forgive Yenim. He says that's why they looked in their eyes, they looked at the other the other cows with the ayin toiv because they themselves had. Since one person has, then you can forgive yenam. I'm just saying, not to confuse, I shouldn't think this. It's a shver loshim, the avis atzmar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. That's called emes gadlus, means that a person has his pashtus. Pashtus means that a person is betzim the meshloch speaks about in shabbos agadol. I'm not going to learn that shteklus already. It's very too much, but that's gadol. Gadol means that a person is able to be mispashut. Ki chaz d'cha gadol alai. The meaning of chesed is gedula. L'cha Hashem gedula v'agvura v'atferes negi design midas. And gedula is chesed. Why is gedula chesed? Because chesed, true chesed is when a person has his pashtus. When you have enough room within yourself for someone else. If you don't have enough room within yourself for yourself, you're never going to have enough room for someone else. If a person has room for himself, if he begins himself, he's happy with himself, you're able to be happy with someone else. You're able to have room for someone else. The more you have room for yourself, the more you're able to be mispashut, to include other people into your lives and be able to be mass again.
Where's that?
What?
Where's that stickle?
Stickle Shabbos Agadol. It's in Shabbos Agadol. I think it's also later in the back. I think
in the
Chelek Sheni.
In the Chelek Kalv.
In the back.
Chelek Kalv
in the back. But it's more brought down. I think it's Eivaz Manim. More Barchova. I think. The Rebbe's Ruach is to say over Ma'aseh from the Tveres Yosef. Tveres Yosef once came to visit the Ostrovtsa Rebbe. The Ostrovtsa Rameir Chil. He fasted for 40 years. He only ate at night. When the Tveres Yosef came to visit him, so the Ostrovtsa was mechaberim with kibbut, peiros, mechaberim. So Tveres Yosef told him, "Verstehnisht, how can you be mechaberim with the food? You don't like to eat." You don't like to eat and you give meat to eat instead. With the Ostrov Rebbe, leave me that I like it very much. If I wouldn't like it, I would eat. Only reason why I'm not eating is because I don't like it. Because I do like it, that's why I'm not eating it. Not because I don't like it. But that's also in the Kuda that the Tveres Yosef said. If a person is manutik, he's cut off from the levizazach. He has no shayches to it. It's hard for him to be masik someone else. Be mezuktibe from the one tzaddikim. Yenem's gashmi is a dain ruchnius. It's a person that's mezuktibe. Yenem's gashmi is your ruchnius.